listening to Book Nuts.
Hello and welcome to Book Nuts, episode number 20. That's 20 for you people that don't know. And if you don't know, well, you probably got a problem reading too, so audiobooks is right up your alley. What we talk about. So, this is Book Nuts. We talk about books. We gear towards audiobooks, but that's just because what we do. You can read the books. You can do whatever you want. If you want to join us, let us know. Listen, we'll give you the email here in a little bit. But as usual, back to normal. You guys aren't going to get stuck just listening to me again this week because I have the one, the only Mr. And when I say Mr., I mean Mr. Jonathan Nadeau.
Hello, Tracy.
How are you doing?
Oh, good. It looks like our podcast is almost old enough to drink and in some states, smoke.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. A couple did go up to 21. Yeah. Which, you know, the drinking never made sense to me being 21.
Yeah. No, I hear
you. Same with smoking going to 21. It if you're old enough to die for your country, you're old enough to have a beer and a cigarette. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, I mean, exactly.
I'm not a smoker, but I'm a former smoker, which usually is the worst. But I'm one of the first to say, boy, if you're a smoker now, you have absolutely no rights. None. Now, I do like cigars, so I am a little bit of a cigar smoker. I will admit that. But, boy, there's like no rights for any smokers anymore.
Does Mrs. Tracy make you smoke them outside?
Well, I would not smoke a cigar in the house. Okay. I wouldn't do that for me. No. Where I normally do is I'll just once, twice a week, maybe less. I don't know. I will go to the greenhouse at night when I'm done working. Usually it's 9-10 at night. Kick back. I got a computer in there. I'll stream a baseball game, a hockey game, or watch something on Netflix, light the cigar up, and just chill for a little while. It's my relaxation type deal there.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. 20 episodes. That's crazy that we got this far with you know, a podcast about books.
Exactly. 20. All right. And speaking of that, we've been kind of, the reason the episode's been kind of lately is I was sick for a week, just getting better. And if you listen to the last episode for us together, you could tell my voice really wasn't all there. So then it got a little better. I'm like, all right, we're ready to go. Me and Jonathan, we're going to record tomorrow. We're ready. Wake up. And Jonathan's out of commission. So
yep, Tracy passed on his sickness through the intertubes.
Yep, I gave him a computer virus, and it manifested right into you. So, yeah. So actually, I think in the last episode, I blamed Dor for giving you a computer virus, if I remember. I could be wrong there, but
sounds about the right person to blame.
Yeah, so, you know, we got to blame somebody. Might as well blame Dor. So, speaking of blaming Dor, today we're just going to blame him for world hunger. Can't think of much else, so it's world hunger right now for Dor. So, blame Dor for world hunger. So, if you see him, say, thanks, Dor, for world hunger.
Yeah, I believe he is the one that's that does control all of the food distribution throughout the world, so he needs to do a better job at that.
He does work for a government agency.
You know what? That's true. So he always does say he does work in a government, and he never, you know, tells exactly what agency it is. So that makes you think.
Well, he's told me what agency. I'm not going to say what it is, but he's told me. But I think it's just a big ruse. I really think he actually controls the database for world distribution of food. He's just saying it's something else, you know. I'm doing the
exactly.
Air quotes now.
If you're with, yeah, you exactly.
You can see the stupid air quotes right now. So
exactly.
All right. Hey, we're going to stop this BSing with you guys and get right into this book. As we said 2 weeks ago, we're going to talk about Ravenwood by Nathan Lowell. And I told you last week. Same thing. Sorry, I had to bump you. But yeah, this is Ravenwood by Nathan Lowell. Do you remember what else Nathan Lowell wrote?
Oh, yeah. Quarter share, full share, half share, semi share, all the shares.
All right. Yeah. I was just wondering if you remembered that. He's got a good style of writing. And speaking of that, we are going to go back to the spoiler, non-spoiler section of this. We have heard from a few people, and not only have we had heard from a few people, we could see some numbers and downloads decline a little bit. So we think that really had to do with it. So we are going to go back to the non-spoiler spoiler section. If you like The Other Way, we're sorry. We gave it a shot. But yeah, if you like The Other Way, we really didn't hear from you. We just heard from the people that didn't like it, really. Heard from one person that said he didn't care. So that was the only person that was really pro all one. So, yeah. So, but Ravenwood, this is a series of books. This is book number one of the Tanith Fairport series. And Tanith is actually the main character in this book. She's an older female. I'm trying to think. I think she's in her 50s.
I think she was in her 50s. Like, I wouldn't necessarily use the term like elderly. Older woman is the word I would use also.
Yeah, because she was married for a while, and then she's been on the road for 20 years.
Yeah.
And you're like, what's she on the road for? Well, she's not necessarily a witch, per se, but it seems like a lot of the people she goes up to might have been witches. Basically, she's going around trying to find out what she can about herbs and medical plants. So she's writing her magnum opus, or basically her book about her journey and what these herbs can do and what these medicinal plants can do. So she's basically going to learn from all these people all over. And there's one person that really doesn't teach many people because they say that they don't, quote, quote, deserve it. So she's actually on her way there. And when she's traveling, she kind of, for lack of better terms, butches herself up a little bit. She puts a strap around her chest to get rid of her breasts. She wears a big hat to kind of cover her hair and her face a little bit. Because on the road, a female by herself usually gets taken advantage of pretty quick.
Yeah.
So she's going along, and she happens to, and what she basically does is to survive. She will stop in these small villages and say, hey, is there some work I can do for a day or two just for a little bit of food and some water, and I'll be on my way and a loaf of bread or something? And yep, so she gets to this town, and this little town's like, well, right now, what we would really like you, if you know, they're passing through and they kind of fed her and went on, but then they came back to her and said, hey, come back. We have this sick person. Can you help us? And so she seemed kind of shocked from this town, like, boy, this town doesn't have a medicine person? What's going on? Everything I'm doing is pretty, pretty basic. What's going on? So, and before we get too much in the spoiler section, she does go back to help them. And ends up, a group of people are actually plotting against them for the town.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't want to get too much more detail before we get to the spoiler section. But that's basically kind of setting up what the book is and how this book one is going. Now, for me, we will talk about what this book was to us and everything. Scale of 1 to 10, I give this book 7.5 to 8. Wasn't one I jumped up and down about like some other books. Right away, we do give a lot of 9s right away because we just, those are books we knew we liked and we wanted to review. So I'm going to say 7.5 and 8. What I mean by that meaning is, no, I'm not going to jump up and down about it and scream top of lungs, but it's a good book, and I think people will enjoy it, and I think people should put it on their list. It doesn't have to be the highest on the list, but it should be on their list.
Yeah, it's funny, because I would probably give it a 7. I would have to say the story starts off maybe a little slow, and there's never a part in the story that I can remember where I'm just like, it was like totally, well, I don't know, maybe I'll take that back, but there was never this a part in the book where you're just like, oh man, and like it's like wicked action-packed. Like the story picks up and it just kind of, it's written well enough to where it just keeps you interested just enough to keep reading. Like you can't put it down, basically. Like it's not one of those books where it starts off slow and you're just like, ah, forget it, and like I can't even finish reading this thing. It's not like that. Like it's just interesting enough to kind of keep you going, and it's well written.
Yeah, now that I attribute to Nathan Lowell's writing style.
Absolutely.
It's the same as the whole Quarter Share series. I don't think there was a point in the book where I jumped up and down and said, ooh, I have to right now listen to this. But it's something I wanted to listen to and wanted to finish. Same with Ravenwood. At no time did I jump up and down saying, I have to. But I was telling myself, I want to finish this.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's just a Nathan Lowell style, which some people might like, some people might not like. I can see if you don't like it, why. But for me, it was a good book. I do put books in front of it, but it was good enough to where I am going to find out the next books in the series to try to listen to if I can.
Yeah, and I believe Ravenwood, if I'm correct, was actually the name of the little town village that she ended up, you know, staying in or whatever.
Yes, yes. They really didn't have a name of the town. This really isn't a spoiler. And there's a raven that comes in there we'll talk about later. And so she said, what about Ravenwood? So they're all like, yeah, okay, fine. Okay, it's Ravenwood. So the town was so new and so small, they really didn't even have a name. You know, it was just something right off a trail somewhere.
Yeah, and part of the reason why they, you know, when she was trying to leave and they called her back is because during, like, a discussion, they realized that she was, I don't know if you'd use the term healer, but they realized that she knew how to utilize medicine, you know, from various plants and stuff like that. And they knew they had, I don't remember who was sick, but there was a girl that was sick. And, you know, she needed to be, like, you know, she needed to be healed. That's why they ran after her and said, you know, don't let her leave. Let's see if she can help us. And so that's why they went and chased her back down. And not that this is giving away anything either, but the group of the people in this town were all kind of younger. And so they were, at some point, they were looking to this, I forget her name, not Tabitha, but the older woman. They're looking to her as sort of like, not, I don't want to say mother figure, but like an older person to kind of look up to.
Yeah, Tanith is her name.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Tanith Fairport is the full name of the book. So, good. So, anything else for the non-spoiler?
I think that has everything set up pretty well for the non-spoiler.
Okay. Before we continue, the next book we're going to review for the next episode, for episode show number 21, is Other People's Heroes by Blake Pettit. So that's one if you want to listen to that. Again, that one is on Patio Books, just like Ravenwood's on Patio Books. So Yep. You're like, what are you doing so many there? It's just books we liked and we found. That tells you how good of a site Patio Books actually is. That we've done quite a bit. The Crown Conspiracy, Ravenwood, Other People's Money, right here, all here in a row, are all right from Patio Books. And so Other People's Heroes is, I know I was going to slip up and say that, but it's, that's out there too. So you can go listen to that and actually enjoy part of the spoiler section for.
Yeah. And even the Quarter Share and all the other books that we just made reference to too, those are all also on Patio Books too.
Exactly. So, good. Okay, enough of that. So, we are going to get in the spoiler section. If you want to contact us, just email tracy@podnuts.com. If you want to get to Jonathan, send it to me. I'll get it over to him. If you want to give me out of the loop, send it to Dor and say, give this to Jonathan. He'll do that. No issues. So, if you want to join us, let us know. We'll let you know what books are coming up and when we're going to record. So, that's it. Enjoy it. We are now going to get into the spoiler section. All right, spoiler, 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 spoiler. So, Ravenwood. Okay, basically, Tanith gets to this little town, and they feed her, goes on her way. She gets down the road a little ways. They come running after, say, hey, somebody's real sick. Can you come back and help? She's wondering if it's a trap. So she's kind of taken kind of cautiously, goes back. Sure enough, one of the wives is sick. And she was kind of, like I said, stomach, like, this is a pretty simple thing. You know, just these few herbs and they should be fine, you know. And so she says, okay, she'll help. So she does that. And basically she makes a deal saying, hey, I'll stay here for a day or two. You feed me and give me some bread or something for the road and we're good to go. Okay, so she does. And to find out, they did have an older healer type person, but they died the fall before. And so they really didn't have anybody. And the people were so new and the town was just starting up. No one really paid any attention to what that healer was doing before they died. So they really didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
And the way you kind of stories you heard about the old healer, she was okay, but she didn't really talk to them and show them anything or didn't want to. So they were kind of like lost. So in the couple days when they were there, they try to ask her, hey, do you want to stay through the winter? We'll feed you all winter just so we can learn from you. And she's like, man, I got to get to the place. I want to get to that last lady I really want to learn from. And so, and basically in a couple days, a band of people that basically came through, and basically what they do is they're soldiers. And the time frame to this would probably be like the 1600s, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's where I would put it too.
Yeah, but basically there are these like these soldiers on the horses come up, almost like not really knights, but mini knights, I would kind of say. Basically, you know, hitting up for protection money for these little towns. Pay us or we're going to hurt you, you know. Well, basically they said no. And to find out, the one leader of that little band that's doing the protection racket was actually known for where kind of the quote-unquote leader of the little town now was from. And most of these people, like Jonathan said, are younger. Most of these people actually came from well-to-do families, but they were all like number twos or number threes in the family. They weren't the oldest son. And in that time, yeah, the oldest son got everything. You know, so these were the ones that were basically thrown out and had to do something. So they started, he talked to some of his friends in this town, and they basically all, they were all younger, except an older guy that actually worked in the shipyard to where that guy, kind of the leader, he was the second or third son, the guy that owned the shipyard, and asked one of the shipmakers, you want to go? And the shipmaker was kind of like, yeah, he was older, but he's like, yeah, I got nothing here. So he went too. So he was really the only quote-unquote older person.
Yeah, yeah.
So they went there and they found this little town. They formed this little town. It was a little area. It had some really good natural resources, but one thing it really had was actually good, clean mud. Now, one of the other guys that was there from the town, was it Boston?
I think so.
Yeah, I could be wrong there, but I want to say it could have been Boston. Basically was a brick maker, and they had this brick plant. So when they found this little town, they found this mud and this clay was the perfect, like one of the perfect you can do for making pottery and bricks. So that was basically what they did. They went down and they hauled clay and this mud into these big barrels, and then every few weeks they'd bring it into the big town a little ways away, a couple days away on cart. Yeah. Get their money and come on back. So that was basically their life. And they eventually wanted to make a brick house to make their own bricks to obviously increase the value of the money what they make. Because, and everybody kind of had their thing in the town. One of the people was a hunter, basically provided all the meat. There was a lot of the wives gathered all the like berries and stuff in the field, and they did all this and that. So it was just a small town. I would probably say there's probably 10 or 15 huts in the whole town. Does that sound about right?
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. And since they were, one thing they kept remarking on how good these little homes were, they were all identical. And that's because the older guy that was a ship maker, he was the one that would bring the cart every 2, 3, 4 weeks into town, get the supplies and come back. But he was such a good woodworker with the ships. He built these nice little cabins, and they were nice little cabins. Very well built. They had trap doors in the bottom so they could have like a miniature pantry in the ground. So they were all really, and the only really building they had besides the homes was a barn.
Yeah, and then eventually they ended up, I don't remember what finally, because they wanted to make like a larger, almost like an inn. And they're just like, oh, it'll take forever to do or whatever. But Tanitha, she basically got them off their keisters and said, hey, no one's good. Things not going to build itself. And so they all got together and put the and built like the big giant inn towards the end of the book.
Yeah, they were basically gonna. They started making lumber. They were gonna make a place where they could make bricks all winter long. But then they decided, no, why don't we make a little inn? That'll make us more of a town, get more traffic, because it'll protect us more from these little marauders that come around all the time. The more busy your town, the less they'll mess with you. So they says the inn's probably a better idea right now. So they did start building the inn. Now, basically, in the couple days she was there helping them before she was going to leave, the little band came in to basically try to get some racketeering money. Long story short, she basically breaks one of the legs of one of the guys that was trying to attack them and kind of hits the leader in the nose and like breaks his nose, and they just scurry off because she's for 20 years she's been on the road and she's had this big walking stick and she's used it, you could tell, a lot. So they do that and they basically run off. Well, they know they're going to come back. So she finally decides, okay, I'll stay here all winter. You know,
she knew they couldn't protect themselves.
Right. So I'll help you guys what I can do and I'll teach you everything I know and everything like that. So basically the group comes back a second time. When they came back a second time, she hurts another guy. But then she kind of gets trapped. But the hunting guy had his arrow and shoots an arrow right next to the guy's head that's going to hurt her. So they put her down and they kind of scurry off again. So that's when they really get serious about we need a defensive plan. That's when they decided to build the inn. So it's one central location. So at that time, they all just moved into the barn so they could protect one building from everybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't want to give every detail of this book. To make a longer story a little short, they do stop the people from basically destroying the whole town. Yeah, a couple of the little cabins are burned down. A couple of people are hurt. But they do stop that band. She does going to stay for the whole winter and teach them. And it kind of ends in the springtime where she says, okay, I need to go. So
didn't she get together with the older guy though? I thought I remember that.
Yeah. The older guy that kind of hooked up kind of throughout the whole winter time long and what they were doing. And right there at the end was kind of like, am I going to stay and be with him or am I going to go on the road some more? And it was kind of a mutual between them two towards the end. You need to go do what you need to do, Tanith.
Yeah.
So, but the way it's kind of sounding, I could see him having something to do later on in the series.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that would not shock me one bit. So, but basically ends where she's pretty much decided, I need to go see that lady that I've been waiting to now for years and years. So,
yeah,
like I said, good book. I think people should listen to it. Again, like I said, yes, there is better books, but I do want to go listen to the second and third. I think there's three in the series or four, I forgot. I do want to listen to the others in the series. It was that good for that, but again, I wouldn't throw it up there like with a masterpiece book.
Yeah. I mean, are there worse books? Absolutely. Are there better books? Sure. But it's not a waste of your time, you know?
Exactly. So good. So Ravenwood by Nathan Lowell. That is the review. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Did you have any last words about the book, Jonathan?
No, like I said, I'd give it a 7. It's, you know, worth listening to. Nathan Lowell, I like his writing style, and it's, you know, interesting enough, keeps it moving. So, it's like I said, it's worth listening to.
There you go, everybody. I hope everybody enjoyed this. Thank you for taking your time out downloading this and listening to it. I appreciate it. Everybody have a good day, good week. Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to go to podnuts.com/Amazon.
Bye, everybody.